This is the podcast of Lost in the Stacks on WREK Atlanta. Thanks for listening. If you have a moment, would you rate us or review us on whatever system you're using to listen? We would love to reach more listeners, and ratings and reviews help spread the word. Thanks.
I mean, what are they going to say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies. What are they going to say about him? What are they going to say? He was a kind man. He was a wise man. He had plans. He had wisdom. Bullshit, man. Am I going to be the one that's going to set them straight? Look at me wrong.
You.
You are listening to WREK Atlanta, and this is Lost in the Stacks, the Research Library Rock and Roll Radio Show. Each week, we pick a theme and then use it to create a mix of music and library talk. Whichever you're here for, we hope you dig it. Today's show is called Disrupting Mainstream History. We spoke to librarians and archivists who were involved in the Allied Media Conference that took place in Detroit, Michigan at the end of June. The Allied Media Conference is a gathering of filmmakers, technologists, community organizers, entrepreneurs, artists, radio producers, and yes, librarians, who use media to design, and I'm quoting here, holistic solutions towards a more just and creative world. If you, our listeners, want to join this conversation, the hashtag for the show is LITS350 for Lost in the Stacks, episode 350. And feel free to tweet your thoughts, questions, or collaborative art projects with that hashtag. Our songs today are about teams, disruption, and going against the mainstream. To start the show, we've got a song that seems to be about all of those things, although with Billy Corgan's singing style, you can never be sure what he's trying to tell you. This is Smashing Pumpkins with Cherub Rock, right here on Lost in the Stacks.
Lost in the Stacks, and joining us by phone are several information professionals who recently participated in the Allied Media Conference, which took place in Detroit in June. In this segment, we talk with Itza Carbajal. Itza is currently pursuing a Master of Science in Information Studies with a focus on archival management and digital records at the University of Texas at Austin School of Information. Welcome to the show, Itza.
Hi, Wendy. Thank you for having me.
So, to start us off, what interested you about the Allied Media Conference, and what was your role in this year's conference?
Yes, so this year, I actually took on quite a role as one of the coordinators for what the Allied Media Conference calls TRACS. And so, basically, me and five other team members got together and created a vision for this track that was going to have like a particular focus. And we became part of the conference coordinators in that we developed our call for proposal. We selected our participants. During the conference, we did like anything from logistics to promotion, as well as fundraising for the Allied Media Conference itself. And one of the reasons that I was so excited to take on this like big role was because the history of the Allied Media Conference, not only in the information field, but everything from like design to arts activism to community organizing, it's kind of been like a central gathering place every year in one of like the most important cities in the U.S. as far as conversations about social change, which is Detroit. And I really wanted to come and bring in some conversations that I've been having as an archivist into this space that is multidisciplinary and multifaceted, and how they approach just the issues that face us as a society.
So, yeah, so the Allied Media Conference, on its website and its About Us, says that it aims to, quote, advance holistic solutions towards a more just and creative world. So along the lines of what you were just saying, what do you think are some open or challenging questions for information professionals about how to develop those solutions or work towards a more just world?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think for not just the Allied Media Conference, but really the people that are attracted to the AMC every year, the concept of our stories, and a lot of the times the stories around different sorts of media, which resonates a lot with information specialists, is how those stories can impact people or how they can help kind of tell some sort of mission or vision or goal. So say for the track that I help coordinate alongside Corey, Aisha, Rachel, Caroline, and Elisa was about how do you keep memory? How do you participate in storytelling? And how do archives that are centered around community stories, how they impact that community and how they can play a role in any goals that that community may have, which I think for information professionals, whether they're working in direct archives that are about communities, or say we had a lot of sessions that were about using these records that have been collected in order to tell new stories. So everything from Native perspective stories to talking to youth about stories of like organizing through like a particular student organization in the 60s. To then also how to use a platform to community, say like the Delete community, that typically and historically has not been allowed to even speak for themselves. All of these tie back right to, I think, a lot of the missions of information professionals that are trying to just open up pathways for people to share their stories with the outside world or with each other.
Great. And in addition to what you've already shared or perhaps expanding on it, what is one key takeaway that you took from the conference this year that you might like to share?
You know, as a coordinator, I learned so much about just how people can react to your ideas. So say our track, officially it was called the Disrupting Mainstream History Track. And when we got our session proposals, like the variety and the diversity of how people were not just disrupting mainstream history, but really reevaluating it, and even contesting some harmful histories that might have been placed in their communities, was just like, I was blown away by how many great projects and how many great initiatives and efforts everyone is doing and how different and unique they are. But together, when you saw like our track and even the whole AMC, just how everyone is like approaching what they consider to be histories that might have been harmful to them and then to their communities. And I really hope that I get another chance to do just the AMC just to be able to see what's going outside of like my immediate circle and to be impressed every single time by the amazing work that's being done every single day in places that I would have never found out about if I had not gone to AMC.
Well, thank you so much, Itza. We've been speaking with Itza Carbajal, and we'll be back with more about the Allied Media Conference after a music set.
File this set under HC79.T4D57.
K Cannonball by the Breeders. And I and some of you in the audience are probably reliving the 90s at this moment. Before that, Wagon Wheel by Lou Reed. And we started with Square Pegs by Pain. Those are songs about being disruptive and inciting change.
We're talking about the Allied Media Conference on today's Lost in the Stacks, and we're joined now by Sina Huang Jensen, Asian American Studies and Comparative Ethnic Studies Librarian at the University of California at Berkeley Ethnic Studies Library. So, Sina, what interested you about the Allied Media Conference, and what was your role in this year's conference?
Thanks so much for having me, Wendy. I think the Allied Media Conference for me has always been just a really exciting place to brainstorm, to interact, and to really try to get to root problems in society. It's a very creative conference. I first went, I think, 5 years ago, and I've just kept going back every year because it's such a dynamic conference. It's such a unique space. And like I said, there's a lot of conversations that really try to get to root problems. And so it's a very invigorating space to be in. This year, I actually came back as a co-coordinator of the Radical Libraries Archives and Museums track. And this is my first time coordinating a track. So I was working with a team of other librarians and archivists and cultural heritage workers to curate this track at this year's conference.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the topics covered in the track?
Sure. This year we had just a really amazing set of proposals, and then we were able to, we had to narrow it down, which was such a hard process. But some of the things that we featured were a walkthrough of the Detroit Institute of Arts with a group of folks who are working on a tool for using anti-racist pedagogy to engage with museums. So that was one session. There was another one on museums looking at how museum exhibits and art exhibits can be used as a tool for organizing for change within communities. This workshop was specifically looking at police violence and how exhibits, an exhibit that the facilitator created, was used for organizing. We also had sessions on activist archiving, so how to create archives that of social movements, how can archives be used to further social change. And there were a lot of others, but the theme throughout all of them was this theme of how to use spaces like libraries, archives, and museums as spaces for invigorating change and pushing us forward as a society.
So along those lines, so the Allied Media Conference, in the description of itself, says mm-hmm. that it aims to advance holistic solutions towards a more just and creative world. What do you think are some open or challenging questions for librarians and information professionals about how to develop those solutions and work towards a more just world?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think in some ways that librarians, archivists are really situated in a way where we have a lot of potential to support, to lead and to facilitate the creation of a more just world, just by the fact that our role is to share information in an open and equitable way. We have some of those values just inherent in what we do in terms of trying to connect people to resources, trying to share knowledge, trying to move forward collectively. I know that in my work at the Ethnic Studies Library, a lot of what we do is try to bring out histories that have in the past and historically and continue to be marginalized. So the histories of communities of color, of poor communities, of LGBTQ communities. So the creation and the facilitation of access to archives, the creation of digital portals that can make those archives more accessible. And then it's not just about curating those archives, although that is really important. But then how does the knowledge that we have from the past get used to create a better world today? And so working with educators, collaborating with community organizations to also work towards those solutions. But I think information and access to information is one of just is a really key problem in today's world. And we don't have an equal access to that kind of information, especially for communities that are marginalized. Getting access to information about ourselves, getting access to information about political power is very difficult. So I think there's a real role for librarians and archivists and museum curators to play in that.
Great. In just about sort of the minute we have left, are there any other takeaways that you brought from this year's conference, things that surprised you or snippets that you learned that you might like to share, anything that comes to mind?
Sure. I would just say that librarians, archivists, museum curators, cultural heritage people, it was just so awesome to be with, I was really inspired and came away from the conference feeling really excited about being a librarian, because I was just met and interacted with so many other people who were committed to creating a more just world. So one of the takeaways that I had was that there is hope. And there is a real community of people who are trying to make change, and that's definitely needed in these times.
Absolutely needed. Thank you. Great. Well, you're listening to Lost in the Stacks, and we'll talk more about the Allied Media Conference on the left side of the hour. Thanks so much for joining us, Dina.
Thank you, Wendy.
Hello, good people. You are Lost in the Stacks with Ian MacKay here on WREK in Atlanta.
Today's show is Disrupting Mainstream History. I'm reminded of historian Howard Zinn, who wrote, among other books, A People's History of the United States. In a 2004 interview, he explained how that book came to be. He said, "I wrote it because after the movements of the 60s, people had been radicalized and people became dissatisfied with the traditional history and wanted histories that showed working people and black people and Native Americans and women. And I was aware that no such book existed, that no such history existed. So I decided that I would try to fill that gap." You can file this set under E457.45.G66. Cassavetes by Fugazi. Before that, There's Always Tomorrow by Red Red Meat. And we started off with Pushing Up Daisies by the Black Bells. Those were songs about unexpected teams making things better.
We're talking about the Allied Media Conference on today's Lost in the Stacks, and we're joined now by two information professionals who recently presented at the Allied Media Conference for the first time, Irina Rogova and Jesse Young. Irina is the Race and Racism Project Archivist at the University of Richmond, and Jesse Young is Digital Collections Librarian at Loyola Marymount University. Welcome to the show, Irina and Jesse.
Hi.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Great. What interested both of you about the Allied Media Conference, and can you tell me a little bit about what you presented at this year's conference? Irina, if you want to start, that would be great.
Sure. So I was invited to present with Jesse and our other co-presenters, Joyce and Javier. We had two presentations, and that was the first time I ever heard about the Allied Media Conference. And as soon as I saw what it was about, I was really excited, mostly because I've been to a number of library and archives conferences, and quite a few of them being social justice activist related, but I've felt like they often devolve to kind of that like weakest link thinking, where I really want to get action steps out of a conference. I want to go to someone's presentation, learn what they're doing, and see how I can apply it to my own work. But a lot of the times we get caught up in the cycle of people kind of getting deep into white guilt and wanting to discuss all of the things that they've done wrong instead of moving forward. So I was really excited to go to a conference where it looked like there were just a bunch of people that wanted to do action. And I will let Jessie talk about what we presented on and her reasoning for attending and submitting our presentations.
Cool. So I submitted proposals disrupting mainstream history. So we presented one called Meaningful Acts of Disruption, wanting to connect those in the archives or library and information science to people who have projects that were acts of disruption. And in this political climate, it was important for us to create that conversation between the archives and library, between the people who are actually doing the work. And then we also did this proposal and session about archives for empowerment. I feel like, you know, as a person of color who is from a lower middle class family, you know, we didn't talk about going to the archive or going to the museum or library. So bringing that forward to the community and just saying, hey, like, you should use the archive and here's how to do it. And then in addition, being able to show that you can create archive and digital collection projects on your own. You don't need to have institutional background, even though it's nice and the funding is nice. It's definitely something you can do from the comfort of your own home to control your narrative and your story. I really was interested in going to the Allied Media Conference because, like Irina, we go to all these conferences and they're just so white. And the Allied Media Conference is 65% people of color, 50% you know, identify as LGBTQI+, and it's a pretty young population. You know, according to their statistics in 2006, 26% were under 25 years old. And these are the people that I want to work with outside of my institution.
So the conference in its description says that it aims to advance holistic solutions towards a more just and creative world. For each of you, what do you think is one open or challenging question for information professionals about how we can develop solutions towards a more just world? Irina, if you want to start first again, that would be great.
I spend a lot of time kind of addressing with my students that even though we like currently live in a time where libraries and archives are often at the forefront of discussions about equitable like distribution of knowledge and access, that's not the way that libraries and archives have always been. Their systems, like any other system in a patriarchal white supremacist society, they're founded in that structure. So I think that before a library and archive can contribute to creating a more just world, we need to like address where our institutions are coming from. And despite all of the like really excellent work that happens in libraries and archives, I think we have a long way to go. And we kind of need to step away from this idea that we're somehow a perfect profession. A term that I learned is vocational awe, and that was coined by Fobazi Itar, who's a librarian in California. And we kind of have this like vocational awe around what we do, and we forget that we started out as like systems that perpetuated white supremacy. So for me, it's addressing that part of it.
Do you have anything you'd like to add, Jessie?
you know, I remember hearing this at AMC, was that the master's tools can never dismantle the master's house. And that was something that really stuck out to me. And I would encourage librarians to reach out to those beyond, you know, their campuses to actually talk to the community and the students around them to reach out to their needs and to not assume what they need to hear.
Well, thank you both. We've been speaking with Irina Rogova and Jesse Young about the recent Allied Media Conference. Thanks so much to you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
File this set under QB981.G575.
That was Watch Me Burn by the Sneetches, a cover tune. And before that, Ex-Guru by the Fiery Furnaces. Those were songs about shaking off outside influences to do things the way you think they ought to be done. Thanks for listening today. We talked about disrupting mainstream history. Because in a time when history may or may not be fake news, librarianship and archivy should be radical. Because information professionals specialize in coming together to solve systemic problems and create tangible change. At least that's what we're telling ourselves. That's our show for today. You can find out more about the Allied Media Conference at alliedmedia.org. And maybe you could volunteer to organize a track, network gathering, or practice space. Okay, feeling good, Josh?
Feeling all right.
Okay, roll the credits.
Lost in the Stacks is a collaboration between WREK Atlanta and the Georgia Tech Library, produced by Charlie Bennett, Wendy Hagenmeyer, and Fred Rasko, and nobody else.
And no one else, sadly enough. Josh was our engineer today, and our show was brought to you by The Arc of History.
Legal counsel and handmade zines about conference organizing and not punk music were provided by the Burris Intellectual Property Law Group in Atlanta, Georgia.
Special thanks to Itza, Sina, Irina, and Jesse. And thanks, as always, to each and every one of you for listening.
Find us online at lostinthestacks.org, and you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play.
Next week on Lost in the Stacks, we're reproducing some research. Well, we're talking about reproducing it, at least. Okay, it's time for our last song today, and we've got a recommendation from one of our guests. This is the Spanish rapper Mala Rodriguez with her song Quien Manda. And if you don't speak Spanish, like me, that's Bad Rodriguez with her song Who Rules? Which is always a good question to ask.
Thanks for listening to Lost in the Stacks from WREK Atlanta and the Georgia Tech Library. Find us online at wrek.org/lostinthestacks to see playlists for old shows, connect with our social media, or get in touch with us.